This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chef at May House, Palo Alto, California. Chef and partner, Omer Artun. Chef, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good, thank you, Liam.
I have a happy tummy already. Well, I'm about to. My nose led me here all the way to Palo Alto to try your food a few months ago. I had to come back and hear your story before we go back in time, hop in the time machine, back to your childhood and what you're eating as a kid. Let's talk wine. What's in the glass? What are we drinking?
This is probably one of our best-selling white wines, Sauvignon Blanc from Turkey, called Isabe. It's a very easy to drink, very flavorful.
It's okay.
It's a
working restaurant. It's all right. Talk us through the wine one more time. Isabe.
Isabe is a Sauvignon Blanc from Turkey, which is one of our best-selling wines. It's easy to drink, and it's so flavorful. It's a typical wine from the western Turkey near the Greek side.
So a little salut here. What would they say in Turkey back
in
home?
In Turkey, we say şerefe, which means to honor.
Şerefe?
Şerefe.
Şerefe.
To honor, yes.
To honor. What an honor. Here we go. Mmm. Oh, my word. That is a gorgeous Saint Blanc. Fresh, crispy, elegant, light. Oh, I love that. Your journey in food. Where did you grow up, chef, and who was cooking in the family?
I grew up in Istanbul, Turkey, from a family that came from southeastern Turkey, which is my mother's side, and my father's side came from the western side near the Greek side. And my aunt, who was the eldest in the family, she was an amazing cook. So my mom used to work, and I would go hang out with her after school, and we would cook together since I was, like, probably, as far as I remember, like 12, 13 years old.
What were your favorite dishes? What did you love that she cooked?
Some of the stuff that she cooked was... In English, people call it kibbeh, which is like, you know, bulgur. Like it's basically like a shell of a bulgur with meat inside. Dolma, which is like stuffed eggplant with meat and rice and so forth. And then we had, of course, like we did a lot of like fish dishes because we live near the water.
And Istanbul, chef, I have to say, one of my favorite cities in the world, one of my favorite trips. We were just talking in the kitchen about the morning prayer, the call to prayer in the morning, sun coming up, prayer all around. It's a beautiful sound.
Yeah, Istanbul is truly a magnificent city. It's in the crossroads of East and West. So, you know, on one side, you'll see some, you know, religious, you know, Muslim group. And then on the other side, people will be having drinks. It's basically a great crossroads of cultures.
How the world should be everywhere.
Exactly.
We hope for that. We pray for that. Your journey to America was not about food. You came here as a software engineer. So when did the food thing bubble up? When did you decide that food's my passion, it's my love, and how did it bring you to this abundant moment to opening up your own restaurant here in Palo Alto?
It was always in the background. So I came here to do my PhD in physics and machine learning, computer science. And then I basically stayed on as a, you know, I worked at McKinsey as a consultant. I work, and then I started my own company. But in the background, I used to cook for my friends, and also a few local restaurateurs actually invite me to do one night kind of events where I would take over the kitchen and so forth. So I had that, you know, over many, many, many years. But then finally, when I was selling my company, my software company, I decided to give this thing a try because it was an unstoppable force for me.
Well, listen, and you've been unstoppable. You made it through COVID. You have loyal customers who come from near and far to be here. We have a family who came in today from the East Coast. They heard about your restaurant, and they're here. They brought their grandson in. So let's talk about the name firstly, May House. What's behind the name?
Yeah, May House, in Turkey, we have there are different types of restaurants and cooking environments and so forth, just like Japanese have hibachi and sushi and so forth. And one of these cuisines or sub-cuisines in Turkish is called meyhane cuisine. And meyhane is literally translates, may means wine, and hane means house, in comes from Persian. And we kind of did a world play on that and basically came up with May House as a name. And May House basically represents a drinking establishment where you eat small portions like mezes, which are like tapas, and it's a type of eating environment where it's all about friends coming together in a convivial atmosphere, drinking, sharing some plates of food together, and just, you know, enjoying themselves.
Well, let's talk about the menu, chef. And you know, when people say to you, what are the tenets of Istanbul cuisine or Turkish cuisine? What are the core ingredients of Turkish cuisine and the food you're doing here at May House?
Yeah, I mean, Turkey, as you know, Istanbul has been the center of a cosmopolitan empire for 600 years during the Ottoman times. And there was a large groups of, you know, Greeks, Armenians, Sephardic Jews, Turks, and so forth that shaped the culture. And all of them, because of their traditions, heritage, and religious beliefs, brought different elements to bear. And they also had access to a lot of spices.
It's okay.
A lot of spices, cooking techniques. There were a lot of people that were traveling through and so forth. So it's a very cosmopolitan cuisine that brings together the best ingredients possible. And it's a cuisine that both respects the ingredient rather than, like, you know, and it had abundance of variety of ingredients, as well as it used spices. So it's both boldly flavored, but the ingredient kind of shines through.
Well, and I love that you brought all those elements, all those things to the menu here at May House. I mean, my gosh, talk about a party on the palate. I mean, everything here is divine. You cooked a few dishes for us, chef. For starters, before we talk about the individual dishes, just walk us through the menu. How is the menu set up? You have the menu in different sections, so talk us through the menu.
So the menu is basically broken up into meze section, which meze is like one of the most important pieces here. It's like tapas, and we have cold and hot mezes. And you start with that, and you get like maybe one or two different kinds to share, you know, for the whole table per person. And then you move on to the main courses, and the main courses are usually like simply grilled fishes, meats, and various other kind of protein, and that's how we eat. And then, yeah, of course,
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Well, I love the Medsay. I love sharing plates. So let's talk through these few dishes here. These are all dishes that can be shared. Let's talk about the greatest hits. They're right here. This dish right now, you cannot take this off the menu ever. There'll be a riot.
Yes, correct. That's called Kupolu. Kupoli is the original name for it. That is coming from the north. East, northwest of Turkey, near the Bulgarian border. It's actually has Bulgarian and Balkan origins to it. And it's just simple yogurt, which we make in-house, topped with eggplant and peppers and a tangy tomato sauce that has a little bit of, you know, garlic and a few other spices in it.
Excuse me, if you don't mind. Oh, oh my word. Joy of joys, the creaminess, the sweetness, a whisper of a kick, and just so fresh and bright and alive. That one dish is a party on the palate. All right, next door, what do we have here? The shrimp dish.
The next dish is artichoke bottoms. Usually people a lot of times eat artichoke hearts in U.S., but this is the artichoke bottoms, which are like larger artichokes and the bottom pieces. They are braised in olive oil for, you know, over a long period of time, so they're super soft. And then it's topped with poached shrimp that's poached only for like a minute. And then it's topped with olive oil, lemon, and dill.
Oh, my gosh. So good. This dish has legs.
Yes. This dish is our octopus dish, which is also one of our best sellers. The octopus, we use Spanish octopus, which is like the best octopus you can buy. And it's braised in a flavored liquid, I call it. It's basically
It's okay. It's a working kitchen.
Yeah. White wine.
Yeah.
And onion, peppers, and some other spices. And it's braised for an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then it's, again, simply covered with a little bit of olive oil and grilled on charcoal grill. And then underneath is a very special thing, which we call the Gambili fava or Gambilia fava. In Greek, they call it Santorini fava, which is a small wild fava beans that has a very delicate flavor. And it's just simply you know, braised with olive oil and some onions.
Oof.
And then on top, it's topped with butter, paprika, and garlic sauce.
All my favorite things, chef. I love that here you have some of the cooking disciplines you brought from home to the grill. And not any old grill, it's a special grill. Talk me through it.
Yeah, I basically designed and built this grill myself. It's a Turkish grill. There are very different types of grill around the world. But the Turkish grill is a shallow grill that basically you start the fire with charcoal, and then the ashes from the day before you layer on top. So what that does is creates a cooling and it kind of blocks the oxygen a little bit. So when you're cooking on it, you can get really close to the fire, and it cooks it because it's close to the fire, but because of the ashes, it doesn't flare up or flame up. And what happens is all of the juices that drip down basically smokes the meat itself. So you get the charcoal flavor without any sort of burns or bitter tasting.
Well, this lovely branzino?
This is a branzino, yes. And we get our branzino. Of course, we have farmed stuff because we can't find the wild things all the time. But we're probably one of the few places that bring wild branzino from Cornwall in England that flies in on a weekly basis whenever we can. It's not available all the time.
I love that you had this flown in all the way from Cornwall just for me, Chef. I mean, really, too much.
All right, enjoy.
Let me have a little bite here. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. You mentioned the flavor. That smokiness from the grill.
Yeah.
Whispers of smoke. And just, again, the freshness, the flakiness. I mean, just gorgeous, gorgeous food. When you see friends come in here, regulars come back, regulars who got you through the pandemic, there has to be a lot of pride in your heart right here. What would Auntie be saying about this and what you're doing today?
Yeah, my aunt would be very proud, and I think it would bring tears to her eyes. Yeah, people, we have a lot of regular customers that come and enjoy, not just by themselves, but with a lot of friends. And sometimes they come for music as well. We have a jazz club in the back that is a phenomenal jazz club. It's becoming very popular. Yeah.
I mean, there's something for everybody here. You want to come with a group, want to come with a family, want to come on a date night and have an intimate experience, want to sit at the bar with a friend and drink some great Turkish wine, a great Saint Blanc, you can do that. I also love, Chef, as I look around here, obviously you love your music, you love your food, your other passion beyond the art of cuisine and the art of music is the art on the wall all around, the design. That's you. When do you have the time to do all this?
Yeah, I also, you know, again, when I was in tech business and doing consulting, this was always in the background. I started with ceramics when I was in college, and then that continued with me. I went for my PhD, I went to Brown University. And right next to it, there was a school called Rhode Island School of Design, which is one of the best art schools. And I used to do ceramics in my bathroom. And I took it to the head of the department one day. And he loved what I did. And he asked me to join them as a visiting artist. So all my time doing PhD, I was also in the studio doing art. And that continued with my own studio at home for this past, you know, almost 30 years. And so now I have a studio, multimodal studio, where I can do, you know, pottery, woodworking, and other things that, you know, paintings that I hang around here at the restaurant.
Well, to eat at May House is to eat at the house of Chef Artun. You come in here, the hospitality, the conviviality, and just the stunning cuisine. I mentioned it as a party on the palate. It is. I'll let you have the final word, Chef, for those who've never been to May House, Palo Alto. Why should they come?
Come with your friends so that you can enjoy the food and have a great conversation with your friends, have a laugh. And this is a very easy-to-be, relaxed atmosphere to be enjoyed with your friends.
Well, Chef, we're beginning a new friendship in this moment. Thank you so very much. Friends, treat yourself. Come one, come all. May House, Palo Alto, California. More on Chef Artun's story. You'll find it at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. One more time, as you'd say back home.
Sherefe.
Sherefe.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.